Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Like a scene out of an end-of-the-world disaster movie, the town of Anderson Springs, California goes up in flames while being filmed by a fleeing YouTuber. The video, nearly 2 minutes in length, shows the utter devastation caused by the so-called Valley Fire, located in the county roughly 100 miles north of San Francisco, that has ravaged over 61,000 acres, destroyed at least 400 structures, and is currently only 5% contained. There has also been one reported death due to the fire as of late. Maddie Ross, a 25-year-old student at Santa Rosa Junior College who fled with her grandparents from their Hidden Valley Lake home, said it looked like hell everywhere. She told the New York Times, "It was terrifying, truly terrifying. I've never been in a situation like that. We all felt like the world had come to an end." By Sunday afternoon, upwards of 1,000 homes and commercial structures had been damaged by what has been dubbed the Valley Fire. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for Lake and Napa counties due to the fire, and according to the Associated Press, 23,000 residents have been evacuated already. Daniel Berlant, a spokesman for Cal Fire, claims firefighters in California have responded to nearly 6,800 wildfires, burning 545,000 acres with Cal Fire alone, and they had handled 5,000 of the wildfires that had claimed 150,000 acres compared with 80,000 acres per year on average. But 20-mile-an-hour winds quickly pushed the blaze towards Middletown and the surrounding communities. A few hours later, half the town was destroyed. Gary Cross, a former fire chief and current Calagosta City Councilman, had this to say: "There's a sense of disbelief. It will be an absolute miracle if we don't start hearing about fatalities up there. You get heart attacks, accidents in cars, because this fire came through so quick." What are your thoughts? So many wildfires burning across America today. Are we seeing further signs of climate change? Let us know your thoughts at darkmatternews.com. Got news tips or other information you'd like to share? Hit the tip line at darkmatternews.com.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
And a welcome to another Dark Matter News staff writer, Pete Fernbaugh, brings us the following to consider. Is history a lot like the game of telephone in which stories are repeated over and over again until the final retelling bears little resemblance to the truth? This is what Sarah A. Chrisman and her husband Gabriel believe. In 2010, they made a life-changing decision. Frustrated with the complexities of daily life and fascinated by the secrets of the past, the Chrismans, both of whom are history buffs, chose to time travel in a way, transporting their lifestyle back to the late Victorian era of the 1880s and 1890s. They began by purchasing a Victorian house in Port Townsend, Washington, which happens to be an historic Victorian seaport. Their first step after moving in was to get rid of the electric refrigerator and replace it with an icebox. From there, the Chrismans purchased a mechanical clock that Sarah winds each morning. They installed oil lamps for lighting. For heat, the house features a 19th century gas heater and an antique kerosene space heater. The couple sleeps on an antique Victorian bed, which has a mattress that Sarah sewed by hand and stuffed with feathers for authenticity. For transportation, Gabriel rides a high-wheel bicycle and Sarah rides a high-wheel tricycle. Neither owns a cell phone and Sarah has never had a driver's license. Instead, they're quite content to live with their primary source materials, completely immersing themselves in the late 19th century. If you'd like to learn more about the Chrismans, you can visit them at thisvictorianlife.com or head on over and read Pete's great article. I've only just touched on it. It's quite extensive at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.